Hi everyone and welcome to There's a Workshop for That. I'm Nathie Revez, your host and the founder of La Workshoppeuse. If you are as passionate as I am in the power of facilitation, you are in the right place. On this podcast, experts in the field join me to share their experiences, insights, and practical tips. So whether you're a seasoned facilitator or simply curious about how well-designed and facilitated workshops can transform teams and organizations, this podcast is for you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episode. And if you like what you hear, please give it a 5-star on your podcast app. So now, sit back, relax, and let's dive into today's topic and meet our guest. Let's go! Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode. I hope you're wrapping up this year surrounded by loved ones, filled with joy and restful moments. I'm back in Europe, and I couldn't let the holiday seasons pass without taking a moment to reflect on 2024, a year full of troubles, incredible encounters, challenges, and surprises. I'm ending this year feeling happy, accomplished, and yes, a little tired, I admit, but satisfied. This year has led me to reflect and make some big decisions again about where I live, about the direction of my business. And the fact is when energy is low, I believe it's essential to listen to yourself, rest, and take the time to look back. And this is what I did in the past weeks. Without announcing anything, I stepped back from the podcast, I stepped back from my newsletter, I stepped back from LinkedIn because I just needed to rest. And I don't want to give something if I don't stay behind it. So this is why I stepped back. And I would like to ask you, have you ever had that strange feeling of not having accomplished much? I know I have, and it was my state in the last weeks. But when I start reviewing the events of the year, I realized that this feeling is just that, a feeling, probably caused by fatigue and stress. In reality, so much happened this year. And I would like to review it and to start with our podcast, There's a Workshop for That. This year, I had the honor of publishing 25 episodes featuring experts from diverse backgrounds, all sharing their passion for facilitation. That's nearly 5 weeks of work, because producing a podcast isn't just about recording a conversation. It involves a lot of work behind contacting guests and organizing pre-calls, researching topics and preparing valuable questions for the interview so that you have value and so that I can highlight my guest, recording the podcast, sometimes at crazy hours due to different time zones, editing the podcast. The podcast is also now available on YouTube, so the video edition right here. Writing show notes and creating LinkedIn posts and newsletter. It is a lot, but it worth it. And what an adventure it has been. I've learned so much from interviewing my guest, and I hope you've learned a lot too. I met people who became collaborators and even received client referrals. And I would like to highlight a few episodes we had this year. And maybe, yes, that could be a good idea. Maybe you could send me an email to podcast@laworkshoppeuse.com and write me what was your favorite episode. What was the guest you particularly appreciate or learnings you had through the podcast? I would love to hear about this. That could be my little Christmas present. So podcast@laworkshoppeuse.com, please. Give me your feedback about the episodes you liked the most this year. We started 2024 with Matthias Lansen, who is an expert facilitator, also expert in design thinking. And he introduced a unique way of preparing workshop by transforming the room into a co-facilitator, so to say. using tape and using tape to make some visual elements, create space that guide participants while sparking creativity. I really loved the way he's preparing everything. And I know that he teaches this to facilitators. So check his profile, Matthias Lemsen from Germany, and maybe you will take part of one of his course. In January, we had also Deborah Rimozo from Session Lab, who shared insights from the State of Facilitation report. This report is based on feedback from over 1,000 facilitators from around the world, and the survey for next year was closed end of October, so I will be more than happy to welcome her at the beginning of the year. So Deborah, if you listen to this podcast, please be my guest again in 2025 so that we can see what are the trends for next year, what is evolving, if we get new insights. And I'm very, very thankful and happy that there's a workshop for that appeared in the list of the podcast as good resources for facilitators. So I was very, 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 very happy to be on that list in the last survey. In February, I welcomed Bas Warmerdam, the founder of Consulting Kids. And he amazed us with his innovative approach of using children's perspective to solve organizational challenges. This is really something that I found innovative, different. He's going to organization and is transforming the challenge they want to solve into fairy tale. And then he's working with schools with children between 8 and 12, if I remember well. And these children, based on the fairy tale, are learning how to solve problems and find solutions. And when the solution are found, he go back to the organization and present the ideas of the children. It was really a beautiful episode. Check it out. It was in February. Then we had the beautiful and lovely Penny Blackmore, who taught us how to make sales more exciting by shifting the mindset from selling to helping clients find solution. And I think this is something very useful for facilitators like me who are working freelance. We tend to have some fear about the selling part, me too. But if you shift your mindset and you really build a relation with your customers and find out what would help them to be more successful, then you are not asking for money, you are bringing solution for them. And it makes me as a freelancer very happy to help clients solve their problems. And it's, of course, the good things when you are paid, but you have to change your mindset to go through the sales part. So listen to Penny Blackmore. It was an episode in February. In March, I had one of the highlights of the year. Gidanchali Ponapa gave us a raw and necessary perspective on facilitation. She's been working worldwide on every continent for Accenture, for EY. And we talked about the fact that facilitation is also helping organizations put their dirty laundry on the table so that they can start sorting it and finally start to find solutions together. And I really loved her way to explain things. Sometimes I cannot explain things as good as I would like to, but Gidanchali explained it very, very well. And it was a real inspiration this year. And by the way, Gidanchali and Appa started a podcast called Negotiate Her. So if you want to listen to it also, I can just recommend it. Then in May, I had the great pleasure to welcome Katie Price from New Zealand. She shared with us how facilitation has the power to transform the world. She's really an inspiration whether on LinkedIn or the different retreats and courses she's putting into the world. So listen to the episode with Katie Price this year in May. In June, I had also the pleasure to welcome Thomas Lantala, who challenged the oversimplified view of facilitation. And he offered a more nuanced perspective on this complex craft. I know that you were working on a book, Thomas, so I will, of course, chase if this book will come to life this year, and we will be very happy to welcome you again on the podcast when your book is coming out. In June also, as a birthday gift to myself, I invited a friend, someone that I really, really like, Lucy Agolini, creator of Canvas, a library of over 9,000 illustrations. And since I discovered her work and since I downloaded this library of illustration, I've used them for everything. LinkedIn posts, workshops, newsletter, everything. So if you are not someone who like to draw or who is sometimes struggling to find the right illustrations of the right pictures for everything you need some, check her website, Canvas from Lucy Agolini, or listen to the podcast. She explained very well why she built this library and how you can use it. In August, I welcome the Queen, Kirsty Lewis. Kirsty Lewis is really a personality in the world of facilitation. She started, I think, over 10 years ago. I think it's even more. And together we explored the reality of freelance facilitation, discussing both the rewards, but also the challenges of this career path. And she gave us a lot of tips on how to overcome these challenges, or what do we need to continue and not giving up when it's sometimes tough. So really great episode for anyone who thinks about going freelance. In the same month, I welcome also Daniela Ruiz, a facilitator and creative coach from Argentina. And Daniela was a special guest because the episode with Daniela was the first episode I turned into a video. So it was the first video on YouTube. So I will try to grow this YouTube channel in 2025. To shed light on the difficulties faced by facilitators in regions with limited access to resources like in Argentina. But we also talked about our past as artists, as musicians, or people who are staying on stage, and how you could use all these skills that you got from your entertainment world into facilitation. Really like this episode. In September, I had two guests that I separately, two episodes with two persons that I had the great pleasure to meet in person, because most of my guests, I met them remotely and not in person. But in these two episodes in September were with persons I know. So I met Lisa Partridge in Singapore. And Lisa Partridge is the founder of the Walk and Talk Initiative, a community that blends meaningful networking with workshops and exchanges. Every week, they are going for a walk with an entrepreneur from Singapore. And I had the great pleasure to be there in April, if I remember well. And we met for a coffee. And then she invited me to one of these walk and talk. And it was a great pleasure to have her on the podcast a few months later. In September, I also had another person, Alex Eisenstetter, whom I had the pleasure of meeting in Paris two times in the same brasserie. So it will become our little brasserie in Paris. And he shared his expertise on facilitating large group workshops. This year, I also really enjoyed seeing him growing his community called the AI Tinkerer Community. And I think I will re-invite him to talk about this topic next year. In October, Quinn Wansbrough showed us how to design engaging virtual workshops, sharing tips to combat remote fatigue and boost participants' interaction. I also enjoyed to participate to her course, and I learned a lot from this beautiful person. If you didn't listen to this episode, I just recommend it if you want to leverage your workshops which take place online. Listen to this episode or take part to her course. This is an online course. You can do it at your own pace. And I really, really got so much value from this course. Finally, in December, I had Jenny Martid to end the year with a positive energy and insights into team collaboration. She's using tools like Lego Serious Play and Strong Suits. I can't wait to collaborate with her on an upcoming event in London about diversity and inclusion. I want to thank you all, but also to the other guests I didn't name in details. Audrey, Tuvna and Appa, we wanted to make more of these spin-off episodes together, but life came in between. And that it was a real pleasure to collaborate and work with you both in 2024. I couldn't have made it without you. Also with my other guest, Said Sadouk, who became a truly friend and partner in crime. Beautiful mind. I made his masterclass to learn how to use OBS and Stream Deck this year, and it changed a lot of things in my work to record videos, to make my workshops remote. So if you think about a course to leverage everything around remote workshops, webinar, or courses that you want to do, take part to the masterclass of Said Sadouk. And also follow him on LinkedIn. It's always full of entertainment, I tell you. So thank you, Said, for your presence on the podcast. I also had Catherine Shepherd and Michelle Awards, the founder of the Retreat and Community Facilitators Connect, who took place in France this year at the end of the summer. I know this was the last edition, but I'm sure we will hear from them in the future. I also had Jan Kek. I admire his work about mastering connection and engagement in workshops. I use his card, asking deep questions all the times in most of my sessions. We also had Ivona Fluda. We talked about creativity in facilitation. We talked about an event they wanted to do in Bali. Unfortunately, it didn't take place, but follow this group of people, Ivona Fluda and her colleagues, who are creating a lot of things together. And we had also Tess Cohen. Tess, it was such a pleasure to meet you online and to have a talk about an underrated thing, the debriefing after workshops. I know we will meet in Bali in a few weeks, and I can't wait for it. So yes, it was a full and rich year with the podcast. We grow the audience from 200 to 800 monthly listeners across the US, Europe, Asia, and beyond. I'm amazed by the global community we've built. I wanted to organize a meet and greet with the listeners in December. It couldn't take place, but I'm sure I will plan something in 2025 to get some faces on all the numbers of people who are listening to the podcast. It's very strange to have a podcast because of course, I'm talking to my guests, but most of the time we are in our room and we know that people are listening more and more and more, and I get a lot of messages and I love to get these messages, but we don't really realize who is listening. So I would really love in 2025 to have the possibility to meet you more and get to know you. We will start the year 2025 with Ben Rouse, who will present us a use case. This is a workshop that he gives to help companies build better meetings or facilitate meetings so that they have tangible outcomes. and really like this episode because it's not a standard episode. It will be with a lot of sharing. He will went us through his mirror world. So it's really something that you should look on YouTube. We will also have a young lady, Emily Gardner, who will release her first book called The Past of the Guide. And I had the chance to have a look into the book. So she will be here in 2025 at the beginning of the year. And I will not reveal so much. And I have to say, this is the first year that I didn't have a list of 20 people in advance. I want to see who is in the place and what recommendation you have for the podcast, because I would love to tackle some topics we haven't so far. So this will be my plan for 2025. Alongside the podcast, this past year has been a whirlwind of workshops across France, Germany, and Asia, with highlights including trips to Paris in February and June, and Jakarta just a few days ago. From co-creating and facilitating workshops to kicking off large-scale transformation projects, and even designing video training programs combined with practice workshops for teams to learn better collaboration and facilitation skills, it's been an incredible, rewarding experience. Working with intercultural teams has solidified my focus on leadership and team development, with a strong emphasis on well-being in the workplace. So this will be my focus in 2025. I really like working with international teams. I recognize that there is a lot of empathy when people are coming from different countries. There is a lot of willingness to try to understand how every one of us are working. And I just want to continue this for 2025. After 3 years as a freelance facilitator, I'm convinced also that the real priority in transformation isn't AI, it's people. While AI will certainly be our partner in the future, and I have also got a certification in AI in design sprint facilitation, so this is a topic, but I really think that the real challenge lies in helping teams navigate that change, redefine roles, and foster stronger communications. AI thrives on clear instructions, context, and well-articulated needs. If we can apply these principles to working with AI, why not with our teams and talents? So I will give all my best in 2025 to guide and support international teams to really find their way through all these changes. 2024 wasn't without its challenges also. My original plan for myself, personal plan, was to spend 10 months in Asia and return to Europe at the end of the year. However, due to client demands and family things that happened, I found myself traveling back and forth between Europe and Asia throughout the year. While this flexibility has its perks, it's taken a toll of your environment first, but also of my own well-being, because you have to adapt every time. You have to recover from the stress of the travel. You have to reorganize your calendar due to the different time zone. And I was thinking, yeah, this is a cool life, but actually it's really, really challenging and made me really, really tired and almost burned out at the end of the year. So that's why I have made a key decision for myself. I will live in Asia until March 2025, and then I will settle in Europe again and limit my travels to Asia just once a year for clients' projects. And since most of my clients are in Europe, I will settle in Europe, and then it will be easier to travel from one client to the other. This year, I also balanced corporate work with mentoring facilitators, and I truly love it. So I continue to make one-on-one sessions. We had also a highlight program with the 6 weeks for the freelance facilitators in May and June. while I had planned a second cohort later in the year or at the beginning of next year, through all the unexpected travels and corporate clients, I couldn't make it. So I'm looking ahead to 2025 to make some shorter, more focused program to continue supporting the facilitator community. So if you need some support, guidance, mentoring, don't hesitate to send me a message via LinkedIn or send me an email. I would be more than happy to continue to work with this beautiful community in 2025. This is the end of this special podcast, only with myself, always strange to talk to myself. I just want to thank all my clients, collaborators, and mentees for making 2024 so meaningful to me. If a here's to an even brighter and more impactful 2025, I hope that you will have a restful time with your family, and I wish you all the best for next year and to transition from 2024 to 2025. Bye-bye, happy Christmas, happy time with your family, and see you next year.